Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot Reiki. I'm going to start off today's episode by asking, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? And I'm going to cut the deck and see what the cards have to say. The Seven of Cups upright. So right away, I'm getting a lot of a sense of mystery or surprises, as well as imagination. I kind of feel like, here, let's pull some more cards. Six of Cups reversed. The King of Wands reversed. The Eight of Pentacles upright. On the back, the Fool upright. So I kind of sense that you are in this moment where you're going to embark on this journey of adventure, of just a new path, a new way of living, a new way of seeing things. With the Seven of Cups upright, to me, this card is a very mysterious, magical, imaginative card. I kind of sense that maybe you've been doing visualizations or meditations or any kind of work where you are putting in the energy and the time and the attention to manifest what you desire, right? And I kind of feel like this process, because it's seven cups in a cloud, right? You're imagining maybe seven different paths. You're just kind of seeing, okay, if I go down this path, if this happens, this version of myself, if I pursue this, I kind of sense that you've been shopping in your imagination for this ideal version of yourself, for your ideal life, for your ideal day-to-day. With the Six of Cups reversed, I'm seeing that things from the past may be coming up where you're kind of, I feel like you're processing things that happened in the past, maybe with that King of Wands reversed. King of Wands reversed is someone who is an authority figure. I'm kind of sensing maybe like a father figure. This could be a friend, a coworker, a boss, just somebody who is in some type of way an authority figure for you. Someone that maybe you just kind of, I get this phrase like above you. Because they're reversed, I kind of sense this lack of support. Maybe support that's been withdrawn, or I kind of sense that because you've been shopping around, and you've been taking into account that Six of Cups reversed energy, this inner child. I kind of sense maybe this like wounded inner child healing process that you're in right now, where you're kind of getting these memories and flashbacks, and then you're attending to the emotions that come up, and you're kind of, I feel like you're doing inner child work. I kind of feel like you're doing a lot of this like inner world realm work. And I kind of feel like there's this figure in your life that isn't very supportive that you thought would be. And that they're kind of, I feel like, trying to steer you in a certain way on a certain path. Maybe one that you've already been on and that you know is tried and true, but you know that it isn't enough for your fulfillment of self, for your, I feel like, unveiling of who you are. And I kind of feel like that's why you're shopping around. You're kind of wondering, what else is there for me? What else is in store? And I kind of feel like this individual isn't very supportive, and you thought that they were going to be, and they're kind of withdrawing their support. They could have been supporting you with, I feel like, advice or maybe even resources, money, attention, connections. And because I feel like with that Fool upright on the back, this underlying, I kind of feel like you're about to set off on this path, and you're doing it what looks like to the outside world externally. It looks like you're being maybe selfish or doing it just for yourself. But I kind of feel that you're taking these, I feel like you're not taking them. I feel like people are having opinions about you, but you're kind of taking these, I don't know, like not personally. You're kind of, I feel like you're kind of at this point of awareness where you know with that Eight of Pentacles upright that you're willing to work for what you want. You're willing to put in the time and the energy. I think that's why the Seven of Cups upright came up, the Six of Cups reverse. I kind of feel like you're doing a lot of this emotional realm work where you're, you know what, I'm going to channel this energy to create the life that I want. And I don't care of what these authority figures or people that I admired or looked up to say. I know that this is my journey. The Fool to me is like a very brave card. I feel like you're showing the universe. I feel like there's this willingness, this faith. You're just kind of saying, you know what, guide me. All right, I'll go. And I kind of feel like with this card, it's almost like a traveler's card. And he's only holding a stick with like a small amount of luggage, of baggage, right? And I kind of feel like this could be physical travel, right? Where you only take just very minimal, like what you need. Or this could also be emotional baggage. I kind of feel like you're only really taking, you're leaving all this baggage behind, this emotional baggage, opinions that people have of you, expectations, etc., responsibilities. I feel like you're actually looking very clearly, very directly at all these baggages, all this luggage. And you're asking, what have I been carrying around that isn't mine? Like, what can I leave behind in order to enter this next stage of my life? And with the King of Wands, I just sense a lot of animosity, right? It's facing the Fool. And I kind of sense a lot of like contempt or like anger or just like envy. Or I feel like maybe they're trying to like bring you down in a very big way. But the Fool is just, you know what? Just trusting. You know what? Like, I don't care. I'm going to do what feels right for me. I'm going to engage in this new beginning. And I'm going to, it has a little white dog, which to me is, your instincts, your intuition. You're allowing for your instincts and your intuition to guide you. And I kind of feel like, well, that power is within you, right? And I kind of feel like maybe before you had leaned on this authority figure and they got comfortable with that position for you. And they were kind of, yeah, just, I feel like they were very comfortable with like telling you what to do. And then I feel like you up until now had been comfortable doing what they had told you to do, right? Because you were like, you know what? I'm going to defer to you. You have more guidance, more wisdom. You know what's up. Tell me what to do with my life, right? But now you've reached this level where you're like, you know what? I'm going to have to do this on my own. Like, I actually realize that I'm the only one that can do this inner child work. I'm the only one that has lived my life. I'm the only one that has that Six of Cups energy. Is, I feel like you're looking back at your life and you're seeing how you got to where you are right now. And with that Seven of Cups energy upright, you're wondering, well, where do I want to go? Right? And this is a role that nobody else in your life can do for you. No one else can just pop in and pretend that they're you and completely take over and make the right decisions. I feel like with the Fool, you're just trusting the universe. You're trusting your intuition, yourself. With that Eight of Pentacles upright, I'm seeing that you're willing to do the work. But I feel like you're willing to do the work for those things that are going to be beneficial for you. And I do sense that you're going to get maybe a lot of naysayers saying that you're being selfish, but I feel like deep down, you know that this is also for the collective good, right? When you are your best self and you're following your passion and your path and you're sharing these gifts and you're willing to trust the universe, you're willing to trust your intuition, this is all very hard work, but because it's internal, people don't know that you're doing it, right? There is no external validation for internal work. And I feel like you're now realizing that, and you're realizing with that Eight of Pentacles also, I'm saying you're willing to put in the work. And you also know that you want to do work that is meaningful for you. And with this character, he's away from the town, right? He's working on building these pentacles, and he's a master of his craft, right? He's doing the work. And I kind of sense that that's you. You want to do meaningful work, and you know that you can't really be around the same people, the same environment in order to grow, in order to craft what you're crafting right now. Yeah, I do sense a lot of bravery and like trusting the process, using your imagination. I feel like you're leaning into your skills of imagination, which maybe you hadn't before. But I feel like now the more that you're doing it, the more things are making sense for you, right? I feel like things are popping up from the past. You're like, oh, now I get it. Oh, that didn't work out because I was meant to do this. Oh, now I get that. Okay, and I feel like these insights are coming to you. And that's why you feel so trustful of the universe with the Fool card. You're just like, you know what? I know this looks crazy to people. I know they're not going to get it, but that also doesn't matter. Because I feel like you're about to embark on this journey. And with that Eight of Pentacles, you have this ideal version of yourself and what you want to share and how you want to serve. And I feel like you want to do this more authentically. But you know that no one else can, I don't know, I kind of sense that you are taking back your power from people. right? With that Six of Swords upright, Six of Wands upright, Knight of Swords upright, the Empress. Okay. So the Six of Swords, you are moving away. You could be going abroad, overseas. I feel like things are going to be on your mind. I feel like you might have some mental like thoughts or baggage about maybe what you're leaving behind, but you also know it's for your better good. With this card, I kind of sense a lot of resolution. Like you are moving away into calmer waters. And this could be just your ideal life. This could be this trust in the universe. This could be this certain next step on your path. And yeah, I just kind of sense a lot of resolution in yourself and decisiveness. You've just decided, you know what, this is what I'm doing. And I know it's going to look like this to other people, but that doesn't matter because my priority is myself. With that Six of Wands upright, I almost sense that you're going to be moving. Like, I feel like on this next step in your journey, on your path, you're actually going to find a community that celebrates you where you are right now. Right, with that Six of Wands, you're being celebrated, you're riding in on this white horse, and I kind of sense that you're going to be getting attention for the inner work that you're doing, because with any inner work that you do, there is external evidence, right? But I kind of feel like if you've been in a certain point in your life, surrounded by these same people, same environments, work, family, friends, whenever you do this inner work and you change, it affects them as well, right? And there's almost like this ripple effect. And when there's a ripple effect, people can be uncomfortable and they can kind of, because people have a certain role for you in their lives. Whenever you decide to change, that changes everything. That changes literally everything in your life. And this ripple effect can affect people in a certain way that maybe they're not ready to do their internal work. And whenever you're doing your internal work, that's kind of affecting them because they're seeing evidence in your life changing, and that makes them uncomfortable because they know that they should do it too, but they're not. And so they try to maybe put you back into your place, right? Like, get back in your role. Like, I have this role for you. You are this person. Like, when you try to come back as this other person that you're evolving, it's uncomfortable for them to try to keep you in a box. With that Six of Wands, I kind of feel like you're moving towards a community that understands you in a more holistic and whole way and sees you for who you are right now. And they don't try to put you in a box. They actually celebrate you and who you are. And they're excited to have you around, right? Wands and swords and two sixes. So very complementary. I feel like you're growing creatively. You're changing how you think about the world. You're using your imagination. And you're going to encounter people that appreciate that. With that Knight of Swords upright, I feel like you've been doing a lot of just mental work. I would say that's awesome, right? But I would also say maybe take a break, right? The Knight of Swords has this image of this knight on a horse and he's going full speed. Like the horse is galloping. The horse kind of looks stressed, right? I feel like remember to take care of your physical body. Remember to take rest because I feel like sometimes it's very, and there are times for excitement and running for it and taking and no breaks, but then sometimes there is time or it is time for a break. And sometimes we don't take it because now we're kind of used to this upswing of mental energy, which energizes our physical body and causes us to like do action and take initiative and etc. But I kind of feel like with the Knight of Swords is kind of asking you like, hey, remember that you're in a physical body, so slow down, eat well, sleep enough, and take some time out, right? Take some physical time out. Work, mental work can still be done when your physical body is resting, right? Change can still happen. I kind of feel like, yeah, just rest right now. Like whenever you feel right that it's time for you to rest, go ahead and take that opportunity. The Empress upright to me is a very powerful card. It's just someone who is very connected to nature. I sense like a pregnancy, but the pregnancy can be just your creative self, right? I kind of feel like you are creating this ideal version of yourself, your ideal life, and you're being supported and you feel connected to the universe. You feel like it's possible for you. You know, this is it's just a very powerful card and it's a creator card. It's like you're a creatrix, you know, you're creating this life for yourself. You're daring to dream and you feel in your power and you're not asking for permission. You're also not imposing on anybody. You're not ruling over people. You're just standing in your power. You know what you want. And I feel like you're standing a lot in this feminine energy. And I feel like feminine energy has to do with intuition, instinct, imagination. And it's like this internal, the internal realm, I feel like is very feminine. And I kind of feel like that's what you're leaning on right now. And there's a lot of power and strength to that. I feel like a lot of groundedness as well, but at the same time connected to the divine. So I kind of feel like you're in this sweet spot between the divine and the earthly realm. And I kind of feel like that's you right now. You just feel very centered and you know what you want and you know what you're going for. And you're leaning on these spiritual tools, imagination, meditation, whatever's been working for you, keep doing that. On the back, the Four of Swords upright. And I just mentioned meditation. This card to me is about taking time to meditate, taking time to be with yourself, to be by yourself, to really kind of rest, right? I feel like with that Knight of Swords upright, it's a lot of mental energy, which can actually really also be exhausting, right? If it's just your mind doing the work and you're just sitting there, I feel like you're maybe in danger of overthinking because you've been kind of having like a really good run. And I do sense, you know what, there's power also in not doing anything. And I feel like this is a card for meditation, maybe, because I do think visualization is a type of meditation, but it's an active type of meditation. And I would say with this card, engage in passive meditation, where you are literally trying to become pure awareness, where you notice the thoughts, you let them go, and then you just notice the thoughts that are happening, like who's noticing those thoughts, right? And try to stay in that pure awareness, because I feel like a lot of restorative energy is there waiting for you. And I kind of feel like it'll aid you on the Seven of Cups upright energy that you have. I feel like you're gonna gain a lot of insight from this passive meditation and next steps. Let's see, is there anything else on here? So we actually have three sixes, right? The Six of Cups reversed, Six of Swords upright, the Six of Wands upright. Six to me is about, yeah, community, how you're engaging with others, how you choose to move on, how you choose to look back, how you choose to present yourself. I just feel like this is a connection with community and you're kind of changing a lot. And so your community's changing. With the Empress, it's interesting that I'm seeing her. She's overlaid on top of the King of Wands reversed, which is actually really interesting to me because I kind of feel like you are standing in your power and the Empress, like no one rules over you, right? You are this motherly, creative figure, and I kind of feel like you're doing that primarily for yourself. And then because you know it's going to help others in the long term, right? I kind of sense that. I just keep hearing the King of Wands is trying to, King of Wands reverse is just trying to tell you, no, that's not who you are. These are your limits. This is actually what you can do. This is how the world works. This is reality. You can only work here. I kind of sense that now that you're changing, there is a sense of someone being threatened. With the Empress upright, it's overlaid. It's on top of that card. Basically, it's just kind of like, you know what? I'm actually not asking for permission from you in order to live my life. Thank you for sharing, but I'm not gonna take what you're saying to heart. I'm not gonna listen to you. And I kind of feel like you are demanding respect in a way that an empress would. You know, I just kind of sense a lot of grace in the way you're handling the situation because I do feel like you're being tempted. I don't know. I kind of sense that you're being tempted into, I don't know, drama. Drama, right? And I kind of sense that you're not really falling for it. I just kind of sense that you are the fool. You're trusting the universe. You know that you're the only one who can live your life. You're the only one who can do the inner child work. You're the only one who can dream up of this ideal life for yourself and then actually go for it. And I kind of sense that you're willing to put in the work and you're willing to do whatever it takes in order to. And I kind of do sense a lot of, I want to say like profitability in the future because that Eight of Pentacles is about resources, money, time, attention, the way you show up for yourself, what you share, your craft. And I kind of sense that there is a change in the way that you are going to share yourself with the world in the future. And it's interesting that I see the Empress and the Empress is on top of the King of Wands reversed and the Eight of Pentacles upright. And I kind of sense that this individual is maybe trying to tell you, you can't do that. No one's ever done that. You don't know anybody who's done that. And the Empress is kind of saying, you know what? It's fine. Like, I'll figure it out. I don't know right now the full picture. That's not where I'm at right now. But I do trust that the full picture will be revealed to me and I can go ahead and master my craft and share with others exactly what I want to share but I can't do that if I stay where I am right now. And it's interesting, I kind of feel like this individual represents a part of you, right? The part of you that is the naysayer, the part of you that says, no, you can't do this. No, we've never done that. No, that's scary. No. And I kind of sense that, you know, like, thank that person, thank that part of yourself. Because I do feel like maybe they just care about you. At the same time, maybe they are also, I feel like it's complicated. They care about you, but are also they're like fearful of what you're doing because it causes them to, you're a mirror for them as well, right? It causes them to look at their own lives, opportunities that they did not take, opportunities that they could take, which, you know, kind of I feel like it kind of shifts, kind of disgruntles them. At the same time, there could be envy because you're being brave enough to trust the universe to take this path into the unknown. So I kind of feel like it's complicated. I would say that you are having a ripple effect on others around you, even though you might not even be sharing with them what you're doing. I do sense that energy speaks, even if we don't, right? Like, you can't hide energy, right? So I kind of sense that keep doing what you're doing. Keep taking the time to meditate, to trust yourself, the Fool being the underlying card. And next to the Four of Wands, sorry, the Four of Swords, I just kind of sense that keep meditating, keep doing what you're doing, and know that you are going to be shown those next steps whenever they come up. So, yeah, you will know the information that you need to know when you get there, right? A lot of information isn't given to you ahead of time. Like, that's not really how it works. Sometimes it is, but most of the time it isn't. Most of the time it's just like, you'll know when you get there. You're only given the information that you need to know about your current situation. And as your current situation changes, the more information that you get that applies to that situation. And I feel like that's the Fool, and you're trusting that. You're trusting your intuition, you're trusting your insight, you're trusting that you will know how to handle things whenever they come up, if they come up. And I do sense that you're going to be supported, that Six of Wands upright, you're going to be supported by individuals that are meant to be in your life at this point in time. The Empress. Yeah, just stand in your power, right? Remember to not ask for permission from anybody to live the life that you want. Yeah, but that Seven of Cups upright, just keep using your imagination. Yeah, so that's going to be it for today's reading. Thank you for showing up today. If you are staying for the Reiki portion, awesome. And if you're not, well, thank you for being here, and I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.